Let's continue with that line of thought with Ken O'Keefe, because some are saying, Ken O'Keefe, that this is set to be part of Israel's ethnic cleansing policy against Palestinians. If you can add to that for us.
Well, I think we've reached a point long ago where it's impossible to deny the fact that the Israeli government is not only racist, but literally crazy, insane, psychotic, and capable of anything. As I sit here today in Gaza, I can tell you a 65-year-old farmer was shot dead tending to his crops in the land next to the wall, in which people are shot on a regular basis. We have very, very serious rumblings from the Israeli government about continuing Operation Cast Lead and actually launching a second attack. This is very, very serious, and it really, really, I think we've reached a point now where how much more attention are we going to pay to what Israel is doing while letting our governments, the governments that I feel the most disgust and shame for, are the EU governments, the American government, all the Western governments. Let us talk about the 25 billion euros a year in trade that the EU continues to do with Israel while it spouts pretty words that have no substance at all. If the EU wanted to stop the settlement building, it could stop its relationship with Israel, and it would cripple the Israeli economy. Same goes for the American people. What are we doing? We talk a lot, but what are we doing? Our government continues to give over $3 billion worth of aid to the richest country in the Middle East, arming that nation, a racist, apartheid, vicious, nasty, psychotic nation, with the weapons that it uses to do things, for instance, to the Awaja family, who I visited this week, the Awaja family that lost 6 members of their family all in one day because a white phosphorus bomb, blew up in their home. One of their daughters, a young daughter, 4 years old, turned into a big piece of charcoal in an instant. A father was killed, lives were destroyed, families destroyed. This happens on a regular basis. And what does the EU do? It talks and it does nothing. The United States, what does it do? It hardly talks, but it certainly doesn't do anything but arm Israel. I'm sick and tired of people accepting this. It's time for general strikes. It's time for all unions, everyone, to stand with the Palestinian people. Your cause is their cause, and vice versa. It is time for us to unite across the spectrum, because the governments and the UN do nothing.
Okay, let's look at one of the things that the U.S., that you talked about in terms of, well, you kind of alluded to it, Ken O'Keefe, there, and that was about the arms. Recently, and I want to ask my guest in London, Sami Habib, about this. Recently, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blamed U.S. President Barack Obama for canceling a package of incentives, and those incentives was the 20 F-35 warplanes that the United States was going to give to Israel, in which Netanyahu said that he received a phone call saying that the United States is no longer demanding that Israel extend the freeze. So what's the message the United States is sending recently based on this one particular news that came out?
Well, what we see and what was obvious through the statements of Hillary Clinton in Abu Dhabi today is an orchestrated play being played by the Americans and the Israelis at the same time. We still remember the statements of Hillary Clinton that has made long time ago, and she was in favor of transferring the American embassy from Tel Aviv into Jerusalem, although she knows there is a conflict in this place. And today in her statement, she was contradicting herself, in which she was saying that this demolition is really like making it difficult for any two-state solution. So there is a very like contradictory American stance and position, and this is really resulting in the American policy that really support Israel, and really there is a green line from the Americans for Israel to do all these acts, and the American weapon deals with Israel that's being taken from the taxpayers in America is a very clear evidence that the Americans are in support of the Israelis, and really we Palestinians should learn from this, specifically the Palestinian Authority. Those in Ramallah, especially Salam Fayyad, who's saying that these days he's building a state of organizations. We Palestinians should really be aware, and we really should go away from this betrayal and the American stance. If we really should go to any kind of negotiations, we Palestinians should have a very fair mediator, not the American one, because the American position is the same as the Israeli position.
Okay, let me bring in Dr. Hashwi to ask her when our guest Sami Habib says that the Palestinians should move away from this, what are they going to do? What options should they partake in?
Well, I believe what is taken by power, we should get it back by power. And this is the only language that Israel understands. They're not going to comply with any laws. They are laughing in the face of the EU and the UN. They're not going to listen to anybody, not to the United States, not to the world's European community, nobody. They're just going to do whatever they want. They've been killing Palestinians over and over again. They've been killing Arabs, Lebanese, all the nationalities. It's about time for us, the Arab world, to understand nobody's going to help the Palestinian but to resist. I want to ask a question. When Hitler occupied Europe and he was about ready to go and invade London, and meanwhile, beforehand, he was bombarding London with rockets, with all kinds of killing everybody, destroying historical sites. What did the British people do? Did they not resist? Of course they did. So let us not hear or listen to anybody anymore. Again, what's taken by power, the only way to get it back is by power. It's to resist all the way. UN, United States, the European community is not going to do anything because, like we know, they keep on selling them weapons. They keep on, they say something in the press and they go do another deal behind the you know, it's ridiculous. Enough nonsense. Let's just resist them all the way. This is not going to stop. Nothing is going to stop them.
Okay, Ken O'Keefe, you talked about how the EU should stop doing business with Israel in the billions of dollars that they do. Have there been any strides taken in the regards of the boycott, divestment, and sanction movements in terms of, ultimately not having money being pocketed, going into Israel's pocket? Has there been any advancements there?
Well, there's no question that that has had some impact, but when you've got the United States taxpayers flipping the bill for the Israelis every year to the tune of $3 billion+, when you've got the EU doing what they're doing, it's hard to compete with that. There's also a blood diamond trade that continues in Israel. Massive amounts of money being made by the blood of Africans who are continuing to pull diamonds out of the ground so that the Israeli state, a criminal state that it is, continue to make ungodly amounts of money. And all of this is very difficult to compete with in terms of boycott, divestment, and it's just not doing enough to stop what's happening here on a regular basis. And that leads me to my next issue, which is, let us lay blame and responsibility accordingly here. I want to ask all the Jewish people of this world, I want to ask you, does Israel represent you? Is Israel synonymous with Judaism? Because if Israel is synonymous with Judaism, then you, as a people, are a threat to every ounce of decency and humanity that exists. I would like to think, and I sure hope, that Judaism is not synonymous with the Israeli state, but it is now a responsibility, as it was for the decent Germans of pre-World War II Nazi Germany. Just like the so-called decent Germans who did not speak out and do what they needed to do to prevent the rise of Hitler, it is now on you, the Jewish people of the world, to speak up now and condemn all of these acts of racism, of mass murder that the Israeli state that purports to represent you, to speak out now. You have a special burden.